We not only have music here, we have spoken word, and we have a wonderful writer here who's going to be featured here on March 29th. Her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give Suzanne a big welcome.
Thank you, Ellen. Hi. This is a nice, crowded place.
Mary, you're all set, Mary.
This is a book I had published called Over the Edge, and it's about my mother, poems about my mother. And I'm going to read one called Easter, the Nursing Home. Easter, the nursing home. Her chin prays to her knees. She used to say, if you walk with your nose in the air, no one can hurt you. Her brother tells of a man chained to a cell in solitary 4 whole years, and he lived. So hold your head up, my uncle whispers. Then the thing I dread begins to happen. Her cheek hollows, deepen, mouth trembles, chin puckers. Once when I was 12, I rocked her in my arms while she sobbed. But it's the pain in her legs, she says, that makes her face twitch this way. Awake. My mother won't stop rattling the bed rails, a train tearing by a lifetime long. She wants more than the allotted dose of Advil. She wants a nurse. She orders me to find the cord that sounds the bell, to put the phone back on her bed. Charles, at the home where she lived last year and for whom she wants to buy a golden toothpick, calls her every night at 8. She pulls the cord. Only Violet comes, each word a fragment, broken from the fragment she is. You have good teeth, her hand flutters over my hair. Tell me you are my sister, she mutters. I lead Violet's elbow back to her room, return to find my mother has got her legs twisted, her body interred between the bed and the wheelchair. Before I can lift her, rotate her hips, Tom shuffles in, shading his eyes from poison planted in the window panes. He observes, how the hell did I get in this shithouse? And then I push my mother, push her down in the chair. I want to beat her, beat my mother. Oh, her bones, her fragile bones. Someone's wail rises from the hall. You bitch, you bitch. A dog lops into the room, a sloppy spottedness, jaunty as nettle, fresh as newly cut wood, as out of place as a sudden garden with the redeeming grace of long grass.
One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens.